Okay, now Csaba is ready. I stop to speak. Welcome, Csaba Nemeti. Recent improvements in TK9.
Okay, Harald has managed to pronounce my name correctly. Okay, because he always said Csaba or Csaba or whatever. Now he has
Casanova.
So I think yesterday I told him Csaba-like champion, and since that this time he is able to pronounce my name correctly. Okay. These are the topics I will talk about. A short abstract here. Okay, let's see the next topic. The first topic: improved look of several TK widgets. Do it this way. I have this should. Sorry, no, not this one. Sorry, which one is it? You know this. Okay. Let's come back and let's make it full screen. Okay. So this is just a small, modest contribution to the look of the. To improving the look of the TK core, TTK widgets. Here I have a small application, a small script, a demo script. The left screenshot was taken from. That was the version 8.6.14. So that is the last official TK release. And on the right part, that is with the current core. So built from the current trunk. So what is the problem with the built-in themes on Linux in the first line. Let's see the topics related to the arrows. You can read the text and at the same time you can see the result of the implementation. For example, let's say the combo box. So what you see here, what you can see here, is that the arrow is not vertically centered. Why not? I think this is just unfinished work by Joe English. So his TTK implementation is a great contribution to TK, but he didn't finish his work. He's just at some time he just ceased to continue the TK implementation, and now he's vanished. He's no longer the TK core member, and he just ceased to make any new contributions to TK or TTK. So I thought somebody should improve and should finish at least part of his implementation. Let's continue with. So that was the arrows concerning the arrows of the TT of the combo box. In the case of the Clem theme, let's see what is here the problem. Yes, Clem. Especially the spin box. The spin box is much higher than it should be. So it just takes place, and at the same time the arrows are quite tiny. So this is not optimal at all. And so I have just made a small improvements, and now the spin box has a much better high. So it is exactly as high as it should be. And at the same time, the arrows are no longer as so tiny. So actually, it now looks much better in my opinion. Okay. Now concerning the classic theme. Let's see the classic theme. So the original look of the classic theme is really ugly. It's really ugly. just look at the combo box. Just look at the spin box. So that is this is really really ugly. This was actually one of the main motivations for my contribution. Every time I looked at these pictures, I was close to get sick. So I wanted also a contribution to keeping my health. At any rate, so this is much better now with the current trunk version. I must say the main contribution in the case of the classic theme comes from Emiliano Gavilan, especially this code. I just didn't know you can import some element from the default theme into the classic theme. This is not documented. So this was a very clever trick from Emiliano, and the result is now much more appealing. Okay. Let's come back to the default theme. Concerning further improvements, this highlighting of the selected notebook tab improves the look a little. Especially because the default theme doesn't have any other way to distinguish the selected tab from the from the others. Of course, this is not quite right. So it has no additional visual way to distinguish it. And some other small differences are described here. The border width, for example, is no longer one but zero, like in the current TK widgets, and so on. So there are a few further. Differences and improvements. Also, the classic theme.
Yeah. So my question was to make the buttons more touch-friendly, so they're now much larger.
That is right. Concerning this comment from Harald. Okay, let's come back to the default. You mean the check buttons, for example? Okay, that is another story. I had a talk last year about the scaling. So now the check button and radio button indicators are SVG images, and they will automatically scale according to the depending on the current screen scaling level. So you don't have to do anything. They are just scaling, scaling aware. They are scaling aware, not only scalable, but scaling aware. That is a small difference. Scalable means you have to tell them how to scale by which factor, but they are scaling aware. They know automatically how to scale. So that is the small difference between the two terms. Okay. So this was my first topic concerning the. Back to the class. No, okay, not very important, but I wanted to show you in the case of the classic theme, also the width of the scroll bar. In the old version, it was 15 pixels. And now it has only 12 pixels. So, because Emiliano wanted to have something which is more still classic, although classic, but also more close to the current TK core widgets. So, he's right that it should be. More modern, more similar to the classic widgets. Now, concerning the focus ring, default. Let's come back to the default. If you click into the combo box here, you don't see that the combo box is now your has the focus. On the right side. You will see a small a thin focus ring around the widget. The same is true concerning the spin box. Now it has a focus ring on the left side. It has no focus ring, and especially in the case of the TTK entry widget, now we have a focus ring, and in the old version we had just no focus ring. These are just a small improvements, but all this together is in my view important because the default, especially the default theme. Being the default theme, should have a more modern and more contemporary look. And now it has really a more contemporary look, especially if you look at the scale widget and the progress bar. No, this is in modern desktop environments. On Windows or on Linux, and also on the Mac, you will see some similar looking widgets, and then no longer these ugly old this is ugly old look. Okay. So this was concerning the improved look of some widgets. And now let's come to the next topic, the TTK notebook. The TTK notebook is an important widget, is quite useful, but the problem with it was that actually the whole implementation will only work if you have the default deposition on the north side of the midget, but there are also cases where you would wish to have the tabs on the south side, south edge. And this was not implemented until now. The whole implementation has also the problem that at the place where the in the function which does the rendering for the tabs, you don't even know the tab position. So this was just a back, just a gap in the whole concept. And of course, this should no longer be the case. So I have extended the implementation. It was pretty much work, much code. And now this is what you have on Windows. This is the new look. You can have the tabs not only on the north side but also on the south side, and also. Also, the deposition can be also, in this case, west-north, and in this case, east-north. This is here southwest. This is here northwest. So, whichever deposition you have, now it will appear as it should. This is just the Windows case, but I also have. Not only screenshots, but which one? This one and this one. Okay, these are the tabs. These are exactly in the case of the default theme, clam theme. So on the left side you see the original look, and on the right side again the look if you build TK from the current trunk. Classic theme, classic theme, old theme. Okay. So actually, it is just a small contribution to improving the look of the notebook widget, because as you see, for example, here if the tabs should be on the south side, the implementation, the original implementation, didn't distinguish between this case and this case. So they are implemented in the same way. And now in the new code, different implementations for each of these positions. So this is actually the change. But this is not quite optimal. I would say this new implementation is okay for the north, for this case, the north, northwest, and southwest. The other two are not bad, but not quite so appealing. Because what happens, for example, if you have tab texts of different lengths that will result in, let's say, in a short tab for the first one, and maybe in a quite large wide one in the second for the second tab. So this is not quite optimal, and for this reason, I think I can recommend you to use my plain notebook widget if you have such a case. If you want to have a notebook with tabs placed on the left or the right side, you should take, if you want, of course, my plain notebook widget, which is part of the scroll util package, and here you have all these problems. You don't have this problem that the tabs can have different lengths. So their texts can have different lengths, and for this reason, the tabs could have different widths. So here is everything. Has everything the same width, and you can even have much more tabs, and they are you can scroll and so on. So this is in my opinion a better looking implementation if you have the need to have the tabs placed in this way. Okay, coming back to the presentation. Now I don't need this one exactly. And let's come to our last topic, support for the new touchpad scroll event. So what was actually the problem with the mouse wheel events generated by two finger gestures on the touchpad. Our friend Harald wanted he has even written a tip, and it was accepted and also implemented, that it should not make any difference whether you have a mouse wheel or a shift mouse wheel event if a cursor is over a scroll bar. So the scroll bar should be scrolled by the mouse wheel and shift mouse wheel events exactly in the same way. But what happens if these mouse wheel events are actually two-finger gesture events? It is really impossible to keep your two fingers in such a way that X and Y deltas don't interfere. And so what happens is you want, for example, to imagine you have a horizontal scroll bar, and you place the pointer over this scroll bar, and then you want to scroll this scroll bar with the aid of your two fingers. You will get both x deltas and y deltas, and they interfere in a quite bad way. That quite bad is especially visible on the Mac, but also on Windows. Not quite as annoying on Linux, but especially on Windows and the Mac. Okay, there was a ticket by Nicola Bartz, and then this led to a new tip by where is his name? Kaller, Mark Kaller. Okay. Anyway, so Mark Kaller. Yeah. Okay, Mark Kaller. quite in the first line. Exactly. So Mark Culler did the implementation in C, and I had quite a lot of discussion with him because he wanted to change everything, and so of course other, so he was not. He just wanted to have a smooth scrolling and on the other hand we have already our scrolling our scrolling concepts concerning the classical cases where everything is made with a mouse. So the new implementation, the new concept, shouldn't undo anything which is already accepted and works if you are using the mouse. Okay, and now have as a result a new event. It is called touchpad scroll. If you are on Windows or the Mac, and you are scrolling with the aid of your two widgets, you will no longer receive mouse wheel events, but you will receive touchpad scroll events, and that also means that now you need to extend your scrolling handling bindings. By the handling of this new event. For example, let's take the classical listbox widget. The listbox widget now has a uniform mouse wheel event handling seen here by so in this part. This is what we now have. What we have after uniformizing the whole mouse wheel event handling, and this is the new part here. Now we have a new binding. We need a new binding for the touchpad scroll event, and this new binding looks this way. We have to. In the case of several widgets, the problem is there are too many touchpad scroll events. It is better to skip many of them. For example, in this case, as you can see, we skip. We only handle. Every fifth widget, we just ignore the others. What we have to do is to call this precise scroll deltas procedure to get the two delta components from this percent d. Sorry, from this percent d substitution. And if delta x is not zero, then scroll by so many units, and similarly for the delta y. So that is all. The binding scripts are actually quite simple, but they have to be implemented everywhere where you have mouse wheel. Event bindings. I am now finished. Before you will tell me that I should finish. I just wanted to mention that of course I have this the necessary new bindings in my Mentry scroll util and table list packages. And on the way to Vienna, I also learned from Paul that he has already the necessary bindings in his PO apps application too. And as I said, every extension, every library will have to do something similar. So to add handlings for this touchless scroll event. These are the packages of them of which I know they have already implemented this. If you know further packages, I will be happy to extend my list here.
You have to tell to the BabyJet maintainer.
Just one last remark. I didn't want to do this talk, actually. but Har. But it was Harald who persuaded me to do this, and so I thought, okay, I will present my modest contribution to the talk, to the show. Okay, so that was my talk.
Csaba Németi, Mr. TK. Are there any questions at this point? Andreas, a question machine.
Maybe I missed it, but since when does this touchpad scroll event exist in TK? Which version did it came in?
At any rate, I don't know whether is it already in beta 2? Maybe.
So it's a TK9.
Yes, that is TK9, and quite theoretically in 8.72, but 8.7 is
maybe not existing.
So exists, but is not active currently.
A second question to the same topic: we have the touchpads on the laptop devices, and then there are maybe also on mobile devices. Will they be also mapped to the touchpad scroll? If I borrow Christian Werner, would be the perfect one to answer this.
So the implementation is in C. So if Androvish uses the same C code, then it is automatically in Androvish to present. It will automatically present in Androvish too. But to answer your question, I am not quite familiar with Androvish, so I don't know whether scrolling on the touchpad, what is exactly the same on Android?
Absolute and touchpads are relative.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
There is a difference, but the gesture is a bit similar.
So I would advise you ask Christian Werner.
Okay,
he can answer your question.
I can also comment a bit on that point. So touchpad scroll is in Androvish, but it's not compatible to what is done here. So it works differently, and you have all the gestures like enlarging, turning, and so on in Androvish. And we have some branches, some work on different platforms by Peter Spooth, for example,
yes,
for Windows on all that, and we have a tip. But that's also work we have to do.
Yes, and I know that Mike Kaller, he didn't want to take the code of Peter Spooth, because he wanted just something specially for this problem. So Peter Spute's code was maybe too much for solving this particular problem.
Yeah, but on the positive way, if you have a text widget on a canvas and you can make two finger scroll and you can just move naturally, that's really an improvement. So that is great work. Yeah, and we will. Next step is to make that on the screen. That's. Also, we need that, absolutely.
Yes, just a last remark from me. I have already mentioned this is for Windows and Mac. For Linux, there is currently no touchpad scroll handling because Mark just didn't know how to implement it, and it was more important to have it for Windows on Windows and the Mac. On Linux, the whole thing is not as important because for two reasons. Probably there are much less events which can interfere on Linux, much less than on Windows or the Mac. And the second is, I have made a small improvement on for the Linux case. Actually, a quite simple idea. I just count the events, and I ignore the non-dominant ones. So the interference cannot do as much harm as without this small optimizing.
Question by Paul? Okay. Another question, yeah. Fabien?
Do you think in TK9 we will have this possibility to have a homemade theme? Because I saw just alt claim and default theme. Is it possible to have a homemade first? And why not flat theme?
Yeah, so the question is about themes. We have a lot of themes for 8.6 and also for 9. We have black themes, we have black themes, we have a lot of themes. Those are the default themes which are built in, but you can, by package import, you can have other themes, and there are a lot of people who have made themes. Hippily, they are currently mostly in the TK Inter community, which is a Python Inter, which have a lot of very beautiful and special themes. So that's also in. And what Java didn't speak, for example, about the black mode, so dark mode, what also was improved by him in the last year. So, yeah. So the theming is generally, and you can have a lot of skinning, or can call it skinning. And if you look a bit what is available, there are really different ones optimized for touching. For example, you have big widgets. You have seen the check boxes. Sometimes you have a on-off, it moves left and right, and you have all sorts of those visual stuff.
Yes, but yesterday you asked me, for example, whether you can have a button which doesn't look as a button. This is a small example for this. You see, if you place the pointer over this widget, then you can see that it is actually a button, but normally not. So these are the so-called tool buttons. Yeah. Yes.
But so also on the canvas widget, basically each element is also a button. So in the canvas widget, so you have just I think that's your main application. You just have a screen, and you have items there, and you want push on the apple, and if you move the mouse on it, it gets highlighted, and then you push on it, and if something happens, that is, the canvas widget is able to do that.
So have you seen, if you click it, you can see that it has the functionality of a widget, but you cannot see that for the first, just by looking at the interface.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Any other questions? Okay, thanks. Java Nemeti.